Hello, my name is Lauren. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Well, what can I help you with today, ma'am?
Hey, my name is Wendy, and I have a question. I don't even know if maybe you could guide me in the right direction. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to explain my story to you. You got a minute?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then maybe you can tell me what you think I need to do. I just got off the phone with my local health department, and they gave me your number and told me that I need to contact you. My father is a resident at a VA resident at William F. Green in St. Manette, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, due to COVID, you know, family's not restricted in and all that stuff's been going on for 10 months. We can do window visits and we can do, you know, visits for like 15 minutes outside, 6 feet apart, mask on, all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to windows yesterday and my father, like I said, he had a stroke 3 years ago. He's on a PEG tube. We're trying to get him back eating by mouth, okay? So I always like to go around lunchtime to see how he eats, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But when I went to the window, I looked through and I saw two people, so I tapped and I waved, and they waved back, and I said, hey, I'm his daughter, and it's people that I had not recognized before. It wasn't those CNAs or the nurses that I knew. And the girl raised the blinds, and she said, hey, I told her who I was, and she said, we're students, and she showed me her name tag, and it
mm-hmm.
had her name, and then it said Fairland High School. And I was like, oh, so you're high school students? Yes, ma'am. I said, do y'all come one day a week? No, ma'am, we come 3 days a week. So initially, my reaction was like, are you kidding me? You're allowing high school students to come in here with these residents, but you don't allow their loved ones to come in?
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't know if that was protocol or not. And so I contacted the director and questioned him about it. You know, he said, well, they're tested. And I said, well, that's okay. Well, then why can't you test loved ones to come in? You know, and he says, well, that's not what the CDC says. And I said, so if I go to the CDC, it'll tell me that you're allowing students to come in there? He said, well, they're allowing CNAs to train for a job. I said, but these guys aren't training for a job. These guys are training for a credit for school, not for a job position coming in there and working. There's totally
mm-hmm.
two different things. I'm like, I have two high school students. I know what high school students do, and they don't stay to themselves. They mingle and mix, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I told him, I said, look, I'm trying to go through the proper channels. I don't want to step in anybody's toes. And I asked him, I said, well, who do you get this information from, and who do you, you know, answer to? And he said, well, the Alabama Health Department and the CDC. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to call the CDC. I'll call the health department first. And they said that they did not confirm or give any anything to say that high school students could come in there. And then the lady just gave me this number. She said, call them. I don't know if they can help you, but maybe they could give you a number or point you in the direction who you do need to talk to. Because I just don't think this is legit. You know, like I said, you have two high school students in there feeding my daddy when he could possibly aspirate.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just concerned, you know, I mean, who do I turn to? Who do I present this to see if this is even something that's on the books that even the CDC allows?
As of right now, I can find you a testing site, you know, to, like, get him tested if you want to get him tested, you know, from dealing with some people you don't know nothing about. But as far as...
They test him already in the facility. That's not the problem. But
oh, they tested him? Yes, ma'am. That's all. Ma'am?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I interrupted you.
Oh, you're fine. You can go ahead.
I was just trying to figure out, do you know who I could speak with regarding this issue? If this is something the CDC said that it's okay to do, is that somewhere on the website or something that says high school students, if they're in a school, accumulate credit hours?
I'm actually not sure. I just give the testing sites on this end.
Okay. Do you know of a number I can contact, or should I
Who could I call?
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm actually not sure who you give a call to.
Okay.
Let me see. Let me grab a phone. Okay. I know you might not want a nurse number.
Okay.
Will you be fine with the nurse number?
Oh, yes, that would be great.
Okay, I can give you at least 2 to 3. Do you want 2 or all 3?
You can give me all 3. That way at least I'll have a number. I'll just sign them
all. All right.
Thank you. All
just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, it's 334.
Okay.
314. 9789.
334-314-9789?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. The next one is 334-451-0262.
Okay.
And then the next one is 334-451.
Okay.
4571.
And these are nurse numbers?
Yes, ma'am. These nurses are going to be available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. through 5 p.m.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
I hope we have been able to help you. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.